This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with the East Turks Talk Unit and my friend Cal Hunter. I thought I'd do something different. Different voice. Did you like that? Because it's getting close to Halloween, Cal. I'm talking to our producer to make sure, because he checks out to make sure we do things right. But I was figuring it's getting close to Halloween. And isn't Halloween this Sunday?
It's a week from Sunday.
Last
Sunday of the month, yes.
Okay, so we're going to have Halloween. Let's do something. What do you want to do next Saturday, guys?
What should we do? We did a spectacular case or no case last year.
Okay, yeah. What should we do, though?
That's we may have one of those.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is whatever we do should not involve in any way, shape, or form, and I'm looking at you, Dirks, glitter.
That's right.
Because there was something we did like 3 years ago, and I still see glitter.
It wasn't 3 years ago. It was 4 years ago. It was Christmas, and I brought in packages for everybody that was wrapped with the glitter. The ribbon that had glitter in it.
I'll tell you what. 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. Next Saturday, other than, is there anything you think we should do special for our show other than just the normal case or no case? We're going to have some Halloween case or no cases, and we're going to have a few Halloween legal lawsuits. I think we should do a research on the latest or the interesting Halloween lawsuits. I bet if we look stuff like that up, we'll find some interesting, over the past 10, 15 years, Halloween lawsuits.
Well, don't look too carefully. You'll take all my case or no cases now.
Okay. All right. Maybe we should wait.
Help yourself.
But I'll look. And so I think that's what we should do. We could do that. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Look, seek local counsel or counsel that's not local and then remember, go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and if somehow something happens to the radio station that you're listening to, you can go listen live at radiolawtalk.com, click on the live button, and you can listen to our show. And then we have podcasts, right, Denise? Denise takes the notes, and we have people that go in there and fill out the paperwork and put us on podcasts all over. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Google, we're on iHeart.
We're on lots of local radio stations, too. So local to where you're listening, they sometimes put the podcasts on from week to week.
Yes, that's true, too.
And most importantly, at no charge. It's all free.
Right. That's exactly right, Cal. Yeah. We give all this stuff
that's
for free.
That's why we make so much money.
I'm just saying there are a lot of programs you have to join their premium service, you know, not us.
Keeping our day job. You know what? We have had a number of people bring up to us, including some affiliates. You know, you've got to go 3x5. What's 3x5 mean? 3 days a week. I mean, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day.
Yes.
And I said to myself, yeah, let's give up our lawyer jobs that we make money and feed our families for radio that is actually, you know, I guess they do make money, but it's kind of the top people, right? Just the top people.
Which, of course, we would be.
We're close.
We would be right there.
Cal.
Yeah.
Your check that you get every week for doing this?
It is so big, Fred, that I had to buy a new pickup truck to haul my money to the bank. It's true.
We do this for pure love. We do this for pure love. We're going to talk about
the check that I get every week is actually an emoji that Fred sends me via text message. It's just a check mark.
Yeah, there you go.
Check.
Well, you're trying to get Scarlett Johansson. You might get Scarlett Johansson to respond to you by being on the national.
Got to swing for the fences, right? Swing for the fences.
So if it's when people say to me, go big or go home, I say, you just don't know how much I really want to go home.
So. We really appreciate you listening to us, everyone out there, 855 Law Radio. And we're going to talk about the serial killer supposed nurse. But Denise brought it up. She's right. I'm just trying to tease it. The nurse, it was a guy, is found guilty. So, and this is very interesting what happens. And we're going to discuss that. Police officers, we're going to talk about a Colorado theme park. And then we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes' case and the latest on the Kobe Bryant case. Or Vanessa Bryant's against the sheriff department. This is really interesting, something that I deal with. And by the way, we deal with helicopter accidents. It's sad, but our firm does, and I'm right in the middle of one now. Brittany and attorney-client privilege. This is very, very interesting what we're going to talk about. So anyway, but before that, let's go into case or no case. Cal, let's do it.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right. His name is John Majadoc, a Milwaukee merchant who sets up seasonal sales of Halloween costumes and the like by setting up temporary shops, calling attention to them by getting a big giant inflatable pumpkin out in front. The shops call attention to themselves with this big pumpkin, and they never had any real issues until 2017, when John Majadoc ordered a pumpkin from Larger Than Life Inflatables and another company to set up in front of his store in Milwaukee, a decor and costume shop there. And then came the rain and the wind. The pumpkin was destroyed due to heavy rainfall and wind and ruined Majadoc's inventory. He said it was properly installed according to instructions. It's a blow-up pumpkin. They said it would all withstand weather and all of that. It didn't. So he sought compensation for his losses and said, "Can the killer pumpkin compensate me or the company from which I got it? Do I have a case or no case, Denise Dirks? What say you?"
This is so funny because it reminds me, I got this big blow-up snowman, and I put it outside on the balcony outside of our bedroom, which is kind of high because there's no houses behind us, so there's a lot of wind.
You know, Denise, how you conduct your personal life is really a...
And the snowman was literally bent over the balcony, and it was then blown
over. Denise, how you conduct your personal life is really none of our business.
You put yourself right into that one, Denise.
Denise Dirks, blow up snowman bent over balcony. News at 11.
Let's go to the video check, John. Here we go. Oh my goodness.
But a pumpkin might be even funnier.
Oh my gosh, the radios are being turned off. Tell us what your answer is, Denise, other than your pumpkin and snowman problem.
I really hope it's a case, but unfortunately, I don't think it's a case, but I think it's a scenario. I do. I think it's a scenario, but not a case.
I'm just picturing the snowman right now. I can see your husband, Mike, going, "Denise, what are you doing out there?"
Let me tell you something. The next time I hear somebody break, "Do you want to build a snowman?" I'm never going to think the same thing. Okay?
And Denise Dirks is not just adjusting the snowman, dear.
I mean, I can see her saying it blew over. No, it was bent over the railing. And
is that a carrot? No, it's just his nose.
The snowman doubled as the autopilot in the airplane movie, and wow.
Which is hilarious. So, Fred, what do you think? Is this
we're
a case
still off the rails?
Or not a case?
Doesn't even matter. We got Denise taking us off the rails
again.
That's
a good point. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Cal, I know exactly. This is absolutely not a case. This is a scenario. I'm going to call this the makeup. This is makeup day. This is going to be the makeup case or no cases day. And I'm going with the odds. This is made up. Cal, I don't even think it was a story, or I think it's just you just made this up.
Okay, Mr. Kunin, what do you think about the case of the mad destructive pumpkin?
So, Denise, you said no case scenario, but no case.
Yeah, so you don't try to just keep.
Hold on. So you just don't steal my thunder here, you snowman.
Bender over
assaulter. And Fred said no case. Cal, I'm going to give you a chance to earn points.
Oh boy,
I'm going no case as well.
Wow. So when we come back, Cal's going to see if he gets some points, and if this is a case, he gets points. But again, the snowman, bent over snowman scenario is not involved. But we're talking about a blown up.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quest Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quest Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quest Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Boys are weird.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Levin, she's probably trying to get him to call it off.
I guess we're live, aren't we?
Yes, we're live.
About cases.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
All right, Cal, you just jumped it on us. All right, so we're doing a case or no case about the pumpkins, and then Denise is opining and remembering about her snowman that was bent over. That was her blow-up snowman.
And happy memories.
Happy memories for Denise, but we weren't on that. Denise, you can just keep that in your own mind. And
ho, ho, ho.
We're just talking about a pumpkin that was blown up, and the guy rented it, and it blew away. Oh, it blew away and all fell
What's
apart
damaged?
Because of the rain, damaged. Mm-hmm. And so he sued and said, look, I have this great Halloween only once a year. I get my business. I do this special Halloween business, and you ruined it. And then Denise still went off on the, you know, bent over snowman rail. She's still talking about the bent over snowman, and we're still trying to focus on the pumpkin case. And so let's talk about the pumpkin case, Cal. What
all
do you think?
Actually, this should be called claim and then case, because a claim was filed against his insurance company. They gave him a 6-digit settlement, and then they sued the House of Bounce and Larger Than Life Inflatables for manufacturer's flaws and defects, and they won over $150,000.
You win, Cal.
Case or no case? Yes.
I'm curious if there's a technicality in the way that in the way that Cal mentioned that, because he said they gave him a 6-digit, not 6-figure. Where was the decimal point? That's what I want to know.
It was right in the middle of their right hand.
Oh, well, they gave him a 1-digit response, which he misinterpreted as them telling him he was number one.
So he got the money, and then the insurance company went after the company, and they got their money, and it all worked out, and that is okay, so next I'm going to take you to another activity inside of a church where there's a little injury that occurs. So we'll talk about that next
time. Well, that rolls right into the snowman thing.
Yes, it kind of does.
We'll see what sort of story Denise can come up with on that one.
Denise, so, you know, that's a good 1 year worth of material for Todd and I, you know.
Oh, yeah. The snowman.
It's an evergreen.
It's going to go on forever. And that is case or no case. Now back to the show.
So my wife, I keep my wife out of a lot of things, but she's a registered nurse, and I was talking to her about this case this morning as I was re-reviewing it, and apparently a Texas jury finally found this nurse and convicted him of murdering 4 patients by basically injecting air into the arteries, and my wife mentioned that, and there are heart patients, right? And so he would inject air in the arteries, and they would die from it. And my wife mentioned, it's this, you know, that's what happens, and it'll kill you. You know, you put air through your arteries, and then apparently there were a number of, defense had its own testimony, and the prosecutors had their own doctors testify, and the defense actually, their doctor testified, well, you can't do that. You can't push air into these individuals, or at least the way that they were claiming. And then defendant was claiming at the hospital just using him as a scapegoat. But he was convicted of murdering these 4 poor guys that went in to have some heart surgery, right? And they come out and they... apparently he puts the air into the veins and they die. And so, I know there's not a lot to talk about there, but so they call him the, mass murderer or serial killer nurse.
Yeah, but the sad part is, I mean, we haven't heard all of the whole story yet, and when it goes up in the Court of Appeals, we'll get a little more detail probably. But I don't know how they proved this. It almost is like he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, and because how do you prove that?
4 different
nobody
times,
saw him, but nobody saw him do it. Mm. They didn't have any experts saying this patient died of this, you know, air in their artery. They just said it was abnormal. You know what had happened to him? I don't know. This one I think is going to get appealed. I just have the very strong feeling.
Well, of course, I think, you know, a murder that isn't automatically appealed, Todd.
Well, it depends. In the state of California, if somebody is given the death penalty, it's an automatic appeal. So death penalty cases are automatically appealed and reviewed by the Supreme Court. Now, in this case here, the evidence essentially is, what was it, the Dr. William Yarborough was one of the a Dallas area pulmonologist who said that he observed the brain scans and saw arterial damage in the brain scans of the four victims that would have come from, according to him, air in the bloodstream that went through the artery that caused the damage in the brain. Interestingly enough, have you ever heard of divers getting what's called the bends?
Yes.
And
I'm a diver.
And this is a similar phenomenon. So if you breathe in compressed air and you're down at what, 200 feet or wherever
you're generally not going 200.
So, but you're
say 100.
Well, you know what I'm getting.
Yes.
So you're breathing compressed air and you're underwater at any depth, significant depth. When you breathe that compressed air, if you rise too quickly, that air expands in the bloodstream and it gets air in your bloodstream.
Yeah,
and it causes air bubbles, and it causes damage and can lead to death.
Right.
Which is interesting to me that the defense would have an expert to say, it is anatomically impossible for air to flow against the blood. And I'm thinking, look, anybody who's seen the movie Jaws 2 knows about the bends because it happened to that guy and put it on the radar, and every diver knows about it, and it's the thing you worry about.
That's interesting, Todd. I never thought of it that way because as a diver, that is exactly what the bends are, or very similar to what the bends are. And so that could be the case here with this conviction. But I guess with this conviction, he can get up to, I can't remember, was it the death penalty or what, 40 years? Death penalty or how many years? Do you guys remember how many years in Texas? I don't know.
No, I don't know, but I do know that
death penalty is a possibility.
Right? If death penalty is found, then it's an automatic appeal.
Yeah, so what it is they have not set his sentencing at this point.
Well, so what they do, though, in a death penalty case is the first trial is guilt or innocence. Then they do another trial on whether or not they should impose. And this is one, in California, at least, I believe in Texas, one of the only times where a jury gets to weigh in on the sentence. Because the jury has to make the determination whether the death penalty should be imposed.
That's awesome. We'll be back after this, and we're going to talk about that weird theme park ride that, like, drops you down a mine.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations across our great land. We'll be back. Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden blames the current high oil prices on OPEC withholding supply and suggested that he had few near-term options for moderating high fuel prices, while Saudi Arabia did have the ability to cool off the market. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says we should expect less.
There are limitations to what any president can do as it relates to gas prices. Here's what we have been doing. As we've said for some time, we are engaging broadly with OPEC on our concerns at a range of levels. And that is something we will continue to do.
A federal judge has denied a restraining order on Thursday that would have blocked vaccine mandates for up to 125 city employees in South Carolina. Tom Fernandez and his firm, Fernandez Law Firm, represented the plaintiffs, 100 of whom are first responders who filed a lawsuit over the mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is this real life?
Oh, come on.
Oh, stop it.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@RadioLawTalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @RadioLawTalk.com.
Here we go. We're talking about a Colorado theme park that has a ride called the Mine Drop, the Haunted Mine Drop. Apparently it drops down a supposed mine or similar to a mine. And, you know, there are certain immunities. Every state has, you know, different immunities for, or what's called assumption of the risks of rides. If you go into a theme park, going to a water park, you're assuming the risk. I love the ones that I hear about that, oh, I bumped my head going down the water slide. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, so right, I'm generally leaning toward the plaintiff's side. But this is kind of tragic here. This is a 6-year-old Colorado girl. They fell 110 feet because and she died because they didn't put her seatbelt on. She's 6 years old. She was actually found sitting on the seatbelt. And apparently there's been a problem in the past. They had had some issues. And I do get it in this aspect. They're claiming that the young ride operators were not very well trained. And, you know, given the situation with COVID and finding good employees, it's hard right now to find employees because that's another story that we're not going to discuss. But But I know most of the time, and I don't know the details on this ride, these rides to get insurance, and I do this as an attorney, I understand this, they're not going to insure you unless there are certain safety precautions and things that are they're trained very well. That is, the insurance company requires these trainings. And a lot of times, there are training companies out there certify you and train your people, we're not going to insure you. So the fact that this is the allegations by the plaintiffs doesn't necessarily mean they weren't trained properly. This just seems bizarre. They're claiming, the plaintiffs are claiming that the defendants or the employees just, you know, were actually physically inspecting everyone. You know how they look and say, lift this up or look at your, if you have a seatbelt on? Apparently, they're claiming that they didn't do that with this girl. Or they did walk across and they didn't see she didn't have a seatbelt. But a six-year-old, was she with anybody else? That's the question I don't know about.
Yeah, that's...
Was she with a mom or a dad?
And that's the question that I have, because, you know, I was looking into this a little bit. So Colorado apparently is a modified comparative negligence state. Yep. And so the question that I have is, do they have any of those, if you're not this tall, you can't ride this ride type things? And usually, I mean... You have some people that say you can't get on, but if you're with your parents and the parents are like, step on your tippy toes, daughter, do this, just we'll try to get you in to have the child ride the ride. You know, I'm wondering who was there. I can't imagine a six-year-old being unaccompanied at a theme park. That's mind-boggling.
And how do they not have a seatbelt on? I just don't. Apparently she was sitting on top of the seatbelts. Now, I just don't get that.
And the other thing is, on a ride like this, look, my son is 15, my daughter is 21. When they were 6 years old at their respective ages, there's no way I'm putting them on a ride like this without me with them. That's one.
Or with them or checking. I would check everything.
So the first thing is, I'm not letting them ride the ride alone. So I'm going to be next to them, and that leads to the next point. I'm looking over. I don't care what the yahoo walking up and down the checking people is doing. I'm your parent. I'm looking to see if you're buckled in because I'm worried. And I just, oh.
And again, it's still the liability. They still have to make sure that happens.
They do.
But you're right.
Imagine you're on an airplane and the stewardess walks by, right? And there's a child next to a parent on the airplane. Is not the parent going to be the one that helps dig out the seatbelt and clip it onto the child as a general rule?
But Cal, I'm going to argue about that one. These guys have a higher fiduciary obligation than anybody to make sure their things are safe and people are buckled properly. That's their job. They should have at least a couple of different, not just one person checking them, but multiple.
So what a comparative negligence, or modified even comparative negligence, means is that any factor that is against the negligence of the person getting sued, so for this case, if the six-year-old had any factors that were against her, then she can only collect damages in proportion to the way that the other side is negligent, not her. Hers would reduce it. And in Colorado, it appears to be if she was more than 50% negligent herself, she cannot recover.
See, that sounds like a contributory negligence thing. Comparative negligence, just so you know, is it's the percentage. Let's say your case is worth $100,000 and they find you as the plaintiff, the person that was injured, 10% at fault. You recover $90,000. It's that simple. That's comparative negligence state. Contributory negligence states are if you, as a plaintiff, are suing and found 51% of all or 50.5%, then you get nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what a modified comparative, I don't practice law in, actually I do have a partner that practices law there that I could talk to, but that's interesting, it's a modified comparative.
I just wonder, based on Cal's example of using the airline, if the flight attendant comes by, do they use the old, when riding this ride, like they announce in the airlines, make sure that you've secured the mask over yourself first before make sure that you've buckled yourself in first before working with the kids, because those admissions are everyone's for themselves. If you're an adult, save yourself first, then go for your kids.
But here's the interesting thing, too. apparently it has a buzzer that goes off when a seatbelt is not strapped on, and it went off.
Oh.
And he cleared it. Apparently, the individual cleared it. So
wow.
That's the allegations, right? These are the allegations, are that there are fail-safes that a warning light or buzzer goes off, and it went off, and they cleared it. So
wow.
Yeah.
Well, if that's true, that's a horse of a different color, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the allegations.
Another allegation was that she was sitting on top of her seatbelt. And my question is, given the nature of the accident, she came out as the plunge how do you know she was sitting on top of it? Unless they got video that
they
somehow that shows it or whatever. But
I'll tell you they have video.
They
I'll
do.
Tell you right now. There's video.
And she was screaming.
Yeah.
I'd just be curious to, you know, again, this is all the allegation phase. We still have discovery to go through and depositions and all this stuff. We'll see how this one turns out.
This would be an interesting one that I would have been interested in dealing with, but I'm not saying
Do you think that the park has money?
Well, usually they have insurance.
Well, that's my point. Yes. Wouldn't they just settle for the insurance?
Well, it depends. They've got to go through the discovery process and find out really what happened. I guess that's the thing. And then the question always becomes, you know, believe me, we deal with this all the time. We got trials coming up. It's like, well, yeah, you're 100% at fault. Yeah, but the value is not where you think it is. And, oh, by the way, they'll always try to find a little nuance in why they're not at fault. Let's see, the police put you at fault, the NTSB put you at fault, everybody else put you at fault, your people have been at fault, and the experts put you at fault. Yeah, but you know what? Believe me, it's just like, come on, guys, really? And then usually it comes down to the big argument usually is value. That's what it all comes down to money.
Well,
you know, the insurance company and the other parties don't want to pay as much as the plaintiffs want. And so that's why they have settlement conferences, mediations, and then that's why you have a jury. A jury of your peers are the ones that are going to determine what you should be paid as a plaintiff, if any, in a case, right?
I never realized personal injury law was so close to dating. It all comes down to money.
Well, I think the real issue here to me is that a child lost their life.
Yeah, no,
I mean, that's
sad.
The thing here. Yeah. That's, you know, that's the precipitating event, and that to me is like, wow, this
yeah,
is, you know.
It is. It's interesting that people, just a little anecdotal thing, people always ask me in my, always say, well, how do you do what you do? Because we really do deal, and Denise, you do too, with very sad situations, and we handle a lot of death cases where people, families left with a funeral to go with their son, their daughter, their mom, dad, you know, friend, or whoever, and that's what we do, and it's difficult. You kind of have to put yourself really in the think mode, right, Denise? You kind of just have to. You've got to focus, and people
you
say,
gotta
"How
just
do you do
stay,
it?"
You have to stay neutral.
Stay the course.
Yeah, and don't overinvest emotionally. And sometimes you've got to be kind of cold and callous when you think about the facts.
Right. You have
and
to
it's
be,
hard.
You have to. I always put myself in defense counsel. What are they going to argue? A good lawyer will see one. First, look at what the other side's going to argue, right? Because that's what you want to know to be prepared to be able to combat it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Theranos and some very interesting things, including Rupert Murdoch and what the latest testimony is.
Listening to Radio Law Talk, and we hope that you'll stay tuned because there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're back to talk about Theranos. If those of you who've lived under a rock, which some people do, sometimes I live under a rock, is in the Bay Area. Of course, we're in California here. So this was, and I actually have an office, a small office down in Santa Clara County. And this is near where this Theranos was. And Elizabeth Holmes is a well-known lady that started a business that supposedly, well, she didn't like needles, so she wanted to have a machine that basically took your finger prick and just a drop or two of blood that was able to diagnose and do a lot of things that you have to that you can do now, but you have to take like those little pints of blood. I mean, I love it when I go there and they stick you in the. I hate it. I just like I don't know about you guys, but I hate it. Like, oh yeah, blah blah blah. They stick you in, blah, and they got this little pint. Oh, it's not quite coming out fast enough. I'm like, oh, you know. And then they're pulling the little pint thing off and they put another one on. And I'm like, don't look. You know, it's just, so for her, she's saying, let's just do it for the few drops of blood, and everybody's excited about this. And she came from Stanford 1 year. She was 1 year at Stanford, and she was like 19 years old and said, I'm going to invent this and get this thing taken care of and get this machine going and started Theranos. And to make a very long story short, that people bought into it and people invested in it, including Murdoch, put in about $125 million into it, and then so did Walgreens, and they had a lot of employees and engineers and staff that were and medical people that were working on this big project that's going to basically launch the new way to find out about information by just looking at a few drops of your blood. Now, what happens is the first thing is there's a lot of people within their actual employment that were saying, this really isn't working too well. And she gets investors to invest a lot of money. And at one point, I believe Forbes valued her company and her as one of the richest young entrepreneur techs, ladies, but valued it at $9 billion. And then later on, once everything, all the house of cards fell, they basically said she was worth nothing. So Forbes went from $9 billion to nothing. Talk about an interesting life where you're worth $9 billion, or at least she might not be because I'm sure she sold some stock off, but a $9 billion company to nothing, like overnight. And it was about some individuals from Murdoch's company that went ahead and kind of investigated and found out, man, this may not be true, and then opened the lid on this. So now what's happening is the prosecutors in San Jose, California, which is Santa Clara County, are prosecuting her, trying to claim that she basically defrauded people and said, look, we're going to prosecute you for 12 counts of defrauding investors. Is basically what they're bringing, and that she can face up to 20 years if convicted. So what's the latest and going on, guys? The who's up there right now is one of the top engineers, right?
Yes, one of her former employees, and they're basically testifying for the prosecution against her. And they're saying that a lot of the claims that were made were not legitimate claims, that she was warned about some of the problems that they had. One of the problems was in the blood draw itself, because it was just a prick of the blood. You only got a certain quantity of blood, so if something came up unusual, there was no way to take a second look at that blood because it wasn't enough for a second test. And that was one of the drawbacks to, in fact, that would be a major drawback, especially if the representation is all we need is one prick of your finger, right?
Particularly in the Rupert Murdoch case, he said, how's my test results coming along? And she said, well, how are those, team? And privately they told her, well, we don't have enough blood to do that test.
Right.
Well, it's a second test, because he did one and his CO2 was really high, which was unusual, and they didn't have enough blood to retest it.
Well, so far, most of the evidence that I have heard that the government's bringing against Holmes is, well, this language was found in a PowerPoint that was put in a presentation. This language was on a website that came back. This language was here. And I'm sorry, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, but I keep going back to this, which is, there's one thing that you say when you're trying to get investors, and it's the pitch and everything like that. It's like, you know, you get invited. You ever have those? Come spend a weekend in beautiful Miami. All we ask is that you sit through this presentation where we talk to you about timeshares, and you too can enjoy it and all this stuff. And you even go to the presentation, they have those there. But you got to read the fine print, and you're still on the hook for it to see exactly what warranties, what representations are made. And all I've seen so far in the Holmes case is the equivalent of the pitch to please come hear our timeshare example, our timeshare presentation. But where is the look, I understand your concerns because the research that you did indicated that our machines don't quite have this kind of capability, and I can assure you 100%, sir, that they do. And if that's all you need to send me a $75 million check, then good. You have my assurance that the machine will do that. There's nothing like that that they're presenting. And I want them to get Rupert Murdoch, who put $125 million into this company. Get him on the stand.
He's on the list to testify.
He's a governmental witness, but, you know, the government, they subpoena everybody whose name shows up in a report, and they don't call most of them.
Right.
But I want to see Rupert Murdoch get up there and say, yes, I am a savvy business investor. I do this, and I have made millions, and I made empires and destroyed empires, and I'm great. And I dropped $125 million because I had a great dinner and a couple of emails with somebody that told me that this could do it. I want him to say that and say that that's the level of acumen and energy he puts into making business investments.
Yeah, you'd like to see what reasonable diligence that he did in investigating his investment.
What did you do?
I think a lot of them did do, but I'm going to just... this is my opinion. It's not a fact, by the way. I believe a lot of them didn't do as much as they normally do. I think they clearly did some, but I think there was such hype going on because I remember when this was going on. I, living in this area and practicing law in the Silicon Valley, I knew everyone was talking about this, and this was the hot new thing to do, and this was the biggest, you know, big future, and you're going to make billions doing it. And guess what? I always say this. You know what? It's called, like you say, venture capital,
yes.
And it's a risk. And you have to sign off generally if you invest a large amount of money that you've got the wherewithal to financially handle this and that you've done your due diligence, right?
Exactly. There's a Far Side cartoon out there where some spiders had spun this web at the base of a slide where kids come down. And one spider's looking at the other and says, look, I know it's a long shot, but if this works out, we'll live like kings. And I feel like this is the same thing. Yeah, it's a long shot. And with the hype you're talking about, there are probably a lot of people going, well, maybe or maybe not, but I want to get on this because for Rupert Murdoch to drop $125 million, yeah,
Walgreens.
That's like me dropping $100. I mean, the guy's worth a lot.
Let's think about Rupert Murdoch. This is a guy from Fox News who had some issues with females. I expect there may have been a little of smart, cute woman here. Sure, here's some money. I mean, you've got to consider that is a possibility sometimes when the due diligence doesn't get done.
Man, I just don't think Murdoch has that. I know he's got power, but he's got people underneath him that do that due diligence. And are they going to make sure, wait a minute, Rupert, I'm looking into this. This is what we're showing. I just don't see him doing that just on a whim.
How long has the Holmes trial been going on? At least 2 weeks.
Right?
Maybe three.
No, longer than that.
And yeah, probably longer than that. And so far, most of the communications, the evidence that's come out that we've heard about, PowerPoints, websites, things like that, show me the details where certain guarantees and promises were made. And I think that if that's there, we'd have seen it by now.
It's not. It's just they've got to find a scapegoat, and she's the one. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Kobe Bryant case and Britney Spears. Hang on. Put your seatbelt on. I always say tighten it down, man. Just pull that seatbelt really tight. We'll be back.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.